email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
It is no wonder I couldn't find the Calypso bar because I was spelling it wrongly. I was spelling it C-A-L-Y-P-S-O when it was spelled with a K. Calypso. K-L-I-P-S-O. And thanks to everybody who pointed that out. And somebody's been on, please stop talking about the sweets. I'm off them for Lent. You're driving me into temptation, you wee devil. Not long to go now, looking forward to the egg. So what was it, 11, 12 days? Yeah. The second episode of Hugh Wallace's Great House Revival aired on Sunday night and featured leash woman Mary Rose Simpson, who was renovating her family home in Stradbally. And she joins me now on the line. How are you doing, Mary Rose?
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What reaction have you got to the show on Sunday night?
Very positive, I suppose. If you look, it depends on which social media you're listening to, but Twitter, not so good. Instagram, very good.
Right. So give us the good stuff first, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose everyone is super impressed to what I created, and yeah. I suppose the love and attention I gave to the house. Just the overall, I suppose, you know, the amount of DMs that I've got in terms of the kitchen, and the green sofa and the stairs, and right. Just all the, I suppose, the pieces that were really curated for the house.
Yeah, it looked impressive. I have to say, I had a lot of house envy watching it on Sunday night. And then I'm sure you got a number of DMs as well asking you, could they stay during the electric picnic, because you're just down the road from it.
Of course, yes. Yeah, we might need another couple of bathrooms, but yeah.
So just for people who didn't watch it, tell us about you and the Simpsons of Stradbally.
The Simpsons of Stradbally have been here for many generations, especially in this house that I've renovated. Over 4 to 5 generations have existed here on the main street. And my mum owns the local news agency, so we're well into the community, I suppose. And we a lot of locals would know about our families, and our whole lives is told over the counter. Where's Mary Rose in college, and what's she doing now? So we're very much attached to the community.
Yeah. And the house was your granny's house. And tell us how you got your hands on it.
Yeah, so the house was my grandmother's house, and I inherited from my grandmother. And if you haven't watched the show, I tell the story of, like, you know, it's kind of bittersweet because my dad passed when I was 12 years old, and I basically inherited before my time because it would have been his before it was mine. Mm. Which is, it's just bittersweet. I suppose a lot of people would say to me, oh, you're very lucky. And I am, yes, but I give it all back to have my dad back, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah. When did your grandmother die?
She passed about 5 years ago, coming up to 6 actually, this Easter, right. Actually. And the house has been not lived in 10 years, and it was all boarded up and derelict, yeah. And damp and dreary and cold.
But you hadn't done anything to it. It was just left as, it looked like somebody just closed the door and left everything as it was.
Yeah, it very much was that, because it was still in her name. And actually, even when the programme started, it still wasn't even in my name. When it skips a generation like that, it's not a very easy process. Oh, and right. There's capital, yeah. Acquisition taxes, and there's wills, and there's deeds, and there's all of that. And that took nearly like the capacity of like 4 to 5 years to sort out.
Yeah. So for people who didn't see it, an L-shaped building on the corner of one part was on the main street, and then around the corner from it. The Great House Revival is sort of supposed to be about restoration. And I suppose there were a couple of question marks on Twitter about whether it was a restoration or something else.
Yeah, as some people put it, the Grey House murder. of course, I suppose when you strip back, there was a lot of memorabilia, there was a lot of memories, there was a lot of artifacts and furniture and everything like that. But when I had removed everything of that nature, there was no original cornices or rose ceilings or any of that thing of that structure that brings it back to the original time of when it was built. apart from the stone, limestone building walls.
And what's that thing? What's that thing over the door, which was lovely? That fan window.
Oh, the fan light.
Yeah, the fan lights.
Yes.
That's what it's called. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Which you kept.
Yes, I did keep. Yeah. So the I suppose the facade of the front of the building and the streetscape was completely left intact.
Yeah.
Which was really important to me. And, you know, it looks very like, you know, callous in terms of, yes, I just plowed a hole, digger through the back of the house. But there was 3 months of lockdown where there was deliberations on whether this was a good idea, bad idea, and what it would mean. And you know, there was water ingress on the existing wall on the left-hand side that was basically the neighbouring property. And it turned out that that all needed to be taken down because there was a double valley in the roof, which
right.
means that there was water basically okay. resting on that for years. And it was just, I called it the biscuit wall because it was made of brick, cement, block, like all sorts of everything. And it was structurally unsound. So when you started to take that down, then there was another wall pinned to that, and you can't leave that freestanding on its own. So
yes,
that has to come down.
Yes, we've all seen this in all the property shows, haven't we, that you get. And I think Hugh Wallace described as hidden gems, with a wry smile on his face, because they're not gems at all. They're horrors, hidden horrors. but I'm listening to you there, and you're in the house now. You work from home. There's a sort of double height thing, is there, as you come in the hallway?
Yes, as you come in, and the kind of the front door and the fan light is behind you, there's a double height ceiling there in terms of, like, if we continued the floor, we would have knocked off, I suppose, the fan light,
yes.
Like it already was in the house. And you kind of didn't see that at the very start, that there was a floor above that, and it kind of cut it like three quarters above it, and it never looked right. So we wanted to kind of bring that back to.
So now that you've been on the telly, and Stradbally, it's a small rural town, isn't it, in Laois, and it comes alive for Electric Picnic. But maybe I'm wrong, and maybe there's loads of people in Stradbally with similar interiors to yours. But how is that? Are people knocking on the door just to have a look?
Well, they probably would, because Mam would probably nearly invite them in for a cup of tea. sure, come on down the road and I'll show you.
There's somebody who wants to know where you got your green sofa. Joan wants to know.
Carol's Furniture in Dublin. Ask for Jennifer. She was lovely.
Right. Okay. And if people haven't seen it, it's worth going back to the player to see this, the transformation of the house. And what I found lovely and interesting was that time capsule, because it hasn't been touched in 10 years. And I would imagine, the wallpaper, which your grandmother, she was a big fan of wallpaper. So there was lovely wallpaper all over the house. When we saw it first, before you gutted it. So the other question I want to ask you before we very quickly is, Hugh kept saying you have your own online business. We never found out what it was.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we didn't. I suppose I'm more than happy to talk about that. But it's a period subscription, an online business. So I send monthly subscriptions, care packages, I suppose, to women that are on their periods monthly.
We spoke to a group of ladies who did that. What were the names?
Probably
Riley. Riley, yes. And
so,
you were the first, I believe, in Ireland to do it.
That's correct. Yeah, I started about 7 years ago. I felt like the taboo of periods, I suppose, wasn't really talked about enough.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring it out. And I'm delighted to see other businesses cropping up since that, because there's no way I can service all the needs of all women in Ireland and across the world, because I deliver to 23 countries worldwide. All from the little base of Stradbally. So I'm delighted to see other business women.
What's the name of your business, Mary Rose?
Myladybug.ie.
Right. And the other question I wanted to ask you was about the name Simpsons, because, has that proved to be difficult over the years when you're ringing, what's your name? Mary Rose Simpson.
No, but there are three of us, and we do get, like, I would get Lisa Simpson, my brother would get Bart Simpson, and my younger would get Lisa yeah. Maggie. So when we were younger, and the team tune was definitely sung to us as kids. But people kind of react to it than, you know, as in, oh, that's kind of unusual.
It is an unusual name, yeah. Listen, well done on what you achieved. And as my granny used to say, well may you wear and enjoy your house. And thanks for taking time out to talk to us today. Thanks, Mary Rose.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Right, bye now. Bye. That's it from us. Cormac is coming up with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.